We're learning the laws of Hilchos Pesach, specifically on when Erev Pesach falls out on Shabbos, is which occurs this year. So we're going to learn for a few moments from the Sefer entitled Aliba de Hilchasa, which we have been the past couple of weeks, from Rabbi Moshe Stein. He says, discussing the Tzarchi HaTzeder, the various preparations needed for the Seder night. He says, Leil HaSeder Shecholios B'motzi Shabbos, this year, where the first Seder is going to be Saturday night, Yeshbo B'ayan Hosefes B'davar Zman Arichas HaShulchan HaChonos Tzarchi HaTzeder HaShayim. It's going to be additional concerns and issues that will present themselves as far as having the table set, as well as all the other preparations needed for the Seder. And then he says, B'shanim Regilos, when it comes to a typical year, where let's say the first Seder falls out on a Wednesday night. So Nira Poiskim Bor, it's clear by all the Poiskim. Sheishal Arch as a Seder Miyad B'tchilos Halayl. Person has to make sure the very first opportunity, when it's earliest time for one to begin their Seder, that's when they should begin. And therefore everything should already be set up. Why? Mitoch Yiladim Katanim, because of little children. Shiochul Shtatev Beterim Yudom, so that they'll be able to participate in whichever capacity based on their age before they fall asleep. And therefore, it makes sense. Olchein Yeshu Hochin Hakol Be'erev Pesach. So, Erev Pesach is a weekday on a typical year, and therefore you can make all your preparations, and then as soon as Yom Tov begins, you'll be able to start your Seder without much delay, and therefore the children will be able to participate as much as they can. Ah, b'shana she'erev Pesach chol b'shabbos, hari also leichin m'shabbos l'yom tov. Problem is that for us this year, Erev Pesach, is on Shabbos. And therefore, one is not allowed to make the preparations because of Shabbos, because of the Isser of Hachan. One is not allowed to prepare from Shabbos to Yom Tov. And how do we see this? So the Gemara in Be'ah discusses this. He actually quotes a pasuk in Parshas Bishalach. The Omer Rabba, Ma'idach Siv, what does it mean when the pasuk says, V'hoya, B'yom HaShishi V'echinu Es Asher Yaviu, regarding the mun, that the mun which would fall, a single portion on a typical day, but on Friday, for the purposes of Shabbos, there was a double portion, or what we call now Lecha Mishnah. And therefore, they were able to prepare everything on the weekday for Shabbos. That's what the pasuk says, Ve'echinu es asher yaviu. On a weekday, on Friday, they prepared for Shabbos. And therefore, the Gemara is able to infer from this that chol meichin l'Shabbos, v'chol meichin l'Yom Tov. That the purpose of a weekday, which precedes Shabbos and Yom Tov, is that one is allowed to make those preparations on that weekday. However, ve'en Yom Tov mechin l'Shabbos, ve'en Shabbos mechin l'Yom Tov. However, one is not allowed to make those preparations from one Yom Tov to the next, or from in this situation, from Shabbos to Yom Tov. An issue of Hacham. So, din zeh, Nisuk Mikol HaPoskim. You can say, well, maybe not everyone agrees to this, so maybe I can still do stuff on Shabbos in preparation for the Seder. Unfortunately, all the Poskim are of the opinion of this Gemara, even though we don't Poskim like a Gemara, but nonetheless, the Poskim look at this Gemara and say this is the Halacha. In fact, the Rambam echoes this and says, quote, Chol Meichin L'Shabbos V'Chol Meichin L'Yom Tov. That's what we do on Friday. The mun fell on Friday, and that was the preparation for Shabbos or for Yom Tov. Aval ein Yom Tov mechin l'Shabbos, v'lo Shabbos mechin l'Yom Tov. So therefore, we have this issue. One is now to make preparations. Well, you can't make preparations because it's Shabbos. On Shabbos, there's certain issues of malacha. You're not allowed to do certain. You can't cook. So maybe that's what it means. Those type of preparations. No. It doesn't mean those type of preparations only. Gam devarim she'ein behem yishum malacha. Even things which are not connected to Shabbos prohibitions, which of course you're not allowed to do anyway on a Shabbos, but even things which are mishum tircha bilvad, things in which are additional difficulty, tircha, that's also something which a person's allowed to do in Shabbos Mechino Yom Tov. So it's not just you can't do Malacha on Shabbos, that we all know. But even things that could have been done, or I should say should have been done before Shabbos, so you're not allowed to make those preparations on Shabbos to Yom Tov. Mikan, so we can see from here. She'i efshel eichin l'leil ha-seder shum davar kasher chol erev Pesach lios b'Shabbos. Therefore, on the Shabbos itself, on erev Pesach, you are really not allowed to do anything. We're going to go into the details later on this week, future days. But one is not able to do anything. So on one hand, as we said on yesterday on the Shabbos HaGadol Drasha, that of course it's has difficulties and issues, but at least there is the advantage that on Shabbos, since everything is going to be prepared, you'll be able to have the proper menucha, you'll be able to maybe take a nap if you're able to, and you'll be able to enter the Seder and be able to truly appreciate the Seder way it's supposed to be conducted, as opposed to in a typical year in which a person waits to the last second and they're exhausted and they don't appreciate the first Seder. So that certainly is the advantage of not being able to do anything on Erev Pesach. So, the question we still have to understand is, so if we can't make these preparations on Shabbos, so I'll wait until Shabbos ends on Saturday night and I'll do the preparations then. So we'll start the Seder not right away. We'll start at 11 o'clock at night. Big deal. So, Chashivas Hashutvis Hayolodim Ketanim B'Leil HaSeder, with regard to the importance of making sure that the children are an integral part of the Seder, is explicitly mentioned in the Gemara. And quoting the Gemara in Pesachim, in the word of Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva, Ha'imachale Koyos Ve'gozim Latinakos Be'er Pesach, maybe nowadays we give them candy, but they used to give nuts and almonds to the children, and the reason why Rabbi Akiva did this, Kadeshul Yishanav Yishal, so that they would not fall asleep, it would be an incentive for them to be engaged at the Seder and to ask the questions. So we see Rabbi Akiva himself, the great scholar Rabbi Akiva, wanted to do everything in his part to be proactive to make sure that the children would be awake to be part of the Seder. Tanya, furthermore, it's learned that Rabbi Eliezer Omer Chotvin Matzos B'Leil Pesachim B'Shvil Tinokos Shul Yishanu. Another reason, another way we find that we want the children to be involved so they shouldn't fall asleep, is we want to conduct certain activities. And as he brings down, that was the minhag, that they would hide the matzah in the different customs. The father hides the matzah, the child takes the matzah. But nonetheless, this whole activity was in order to keep an interest level among the children. So obviously, to wait until Motzei Shabbos to make all these preparations, and therefore not be able to start your Seder at the right time, is not really an option either. Furthermore, he brings down, Tanya we learn, Amar Laval Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Akiva furthermore says, V'yomav in all of his days, V'omar hagia es lamed v'beis ha-medrash. He would never kick someone out of the study hall. He would never say, guys, leave the beis medrash, it's too late, go home. There's only two exceptions, Chutz me'arvei Pesachim, V'erev Yom HaKippur. Erev Yom Kippur makes sense, because you gotta eat. How about Erev Pesach? Bishvil tinokos, because of the children, so that they should not fall asleep. So if you're busy learning, you're a big tzaddik, and you're in the base medrash learning Torah, and your kids are at home at 9 o'clock, now it's 10 o'clock, you're not doing such a great thing. You're supposed to immediately go and start the Seder at the earliest opportunity. And on this, the Torah and the Shulchan Aruch say, quote, Yesh Shulchanu Aruch Mibod Yom, that the table should be set during the day, Kedei L'Achol Miad Mishit Tizchoshech. As soon as it becomes dark, that is the first time a person should start their Seder, and that's exactly when they should do so. V'af Imhu Bebeis Medrash, I would if I'm learning, Yokum, get up from your learning, Nimnei Shemitzvah Mahar L'Echol B'Shvil HaTinokos Shoyishon. That's what the Shulchan Aruch says, that a person should make sure, even if they're learning, that they should stop their learning so that the Seder should start right away. Nimsa, therefore, we find Shikashachal Erev Pesach Lios B'Shabbos, as we find in this particular year. Yishalchan Sarchiat Seder Erev Shabbos, we should have all the preparations done already on Friday. Da'ein Shabbos Machinel Yom Tov, because we can't do it on Shabbos, as we already said. Umash Efsher Lahechin Kodim Yom Tov Chayovim Lahachin. And if whatever we're able to prepare before Yom Tov, we have an obligation to do so, so that we'll be able to make sure the Seder starts in a timely fashion. And in conclusion, at least for this piece, is a little plug for our shul, as we'll see in a moment. He quotes Rav Zunfeld, and he says as follows: Mish efsher lo, if someone is possible to do this, if it's possible, then what she should do is prepare me'erev Shabbos shulchan miyuchad l'seder shel Pesach. You should already have a set table in your home, everything ready for Pesach. You have it all set a day before. As well as he says that you should have the chairs, or he says here, the beds should be all prepared as far as being able to lean. They have all your pillows situated. You should have the Seder plates, the salt water, everything that you need, everything set aside in this room. So the person will not have to worry about this on Saturday night and start the Seder so late. Oh, and this is where our plug comes in. Let's say you only have one dining room table. Most people don't have two dining rooms. So what is the advice? Find some other place that you can eat on Shabbos, such as... Oh, in Tzedek, thank you. The Yachim Aveso Koma Erev Shabbos. And therefore, you'll be able to have your table set on Erev Shabbos, and you'll be able to eat somewhere else on Shabbos, so you'll be able to start right away when Shabbos ends.